You know the kind. The crowded station wagon, the dog in your lap, the dog breath in your face, endless games of car bingo, the family vacation that seems to go on forever. Well, now it's back in a shorter, more enjoyable form. I'm Noah Adams, and I'd like to introduce you to some stories that make the family vacation a much more manageable experience. In mere minutes, you'll be transported to a pirate ride at Disneyland, camping in the jungles of Cambodia, queuing up for a family picture on the deck of a cruise ship. These vacations are duty-free, baggage-free, and the best part is, you'll be taking them with other people's families. Commentator Laura Lorson knows all about the summer road trip. Her family inflicted many of them on her in the mid-70s, and no matter how hard she tries, she can't seem to forget a single one of them.
My parents had this idea that summertime was the time for trips, preferably the educational kind, but at a bare minimum the kind that entailed at least 16 hours in a car in a row. There was always a breakdown, there was always at least one major argument, and at the end there was always a quiz. My father was an avid AAA member, and he would pore over triptychs with the intense focus of the whalemen of yore consulting star charts. He would load up our station wagon, the back of which he had tricked out with these odd orange bamboo-like sun curtains, and a giant slab of foam rubber covered with a Velux blanket, and set off for an educational experience, most of which was completely wasted on his children. We were really just in it for the Pringles and the soda pop, and the off chance that we get to stop at a Stuckey's for pecan roll. But it was not because we didn't care. It's because my sister and I would be trapped in this little plush padded greenhouse of a car, and it was just too hot for us to be anything but dehydrated and drowsy. Nowadays, families travel in ultra-lux minivans with front and rear climate controls, bristling with...